This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Keane's vague statement was a communication failure. What happened? New Jersey Republican Thomas Keane Jr. has been absent from Congress for nearly 2 months, missing votes since early March. He recently released a brief public statement attributing his absence to a personal medical issue and promising a full recovery. The statement offered no specifics on his condition, timeline, or how his absence is being managed during a period of razor-thin Republican majority. The communication angle. Keane's statement is a textbook example of what I call a vacuum statement. It technically says something while delivering nothing. The result is that it stops zero rumours, builds zero trust, and creates maximum speculation. When you go silent for 2 months and then resurface with "I had a medical issue and I'll be fine," you have not communicated. You have simply made noise. The specific problem here is the gap between the stakes and the substance. Keane's absence has real political consequences: missed votes, a fragile majority, a competitive district with Democrats circling. Voters and colleagues are not being nosy. They have a legitimate need for information. When the stakes are that high, vague reassurance does not reassure. It signals that something worse is being managed behind closed doors, whether that's true or not. Perception becomes reality fast. Look at what Keane chose to include. Doctor quotes, a pledge to return at 100%. The phrase "the job I love." These are emotional anchors designed to make you feel good rather than think clearly. Skilled communicators use emotional anchors to reinforce credibility, not to replace substance. Here, they're doing the heavy lifting that actual information should be doing. That is a red flag your audience will notice, even if they can't name why. What should he have done? He should have released a short, specific statement within the first 2 weeks of his absence. Something like, "I'm dealing with a health matter that requires temporary treatment. I expect to be back in session by date. My office is fully operational and my staff is handling constituent services." That is it. Specificity without oversharing. Transparency without a medical briefing. It closes the vacuum before speculation fills it. The longer you wait, the bigger the hole your silence digs. And then whatever you finally say has to fill that hole and answer the question of why you waited. Keane's statement now has to do double duty, and it is not up to the job. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on crisis statements gives you a framework for building what I call the minimum viable disclosure, which is the smallest amount of information that closes the loop for your audience without exposing you unnecessarily. Keane needed that framework 2 months ago. Most people in high-stakes roles do, and they find out too late. The takeaway. Before you make any public statement about a sensitive personal situation, write down the one specific question your audience most needs answered. Then make sure your statement actually answers it. Not circles it. Not gestures toward it. Answers it. Keane's audience needed to know, when will he be back? His statement never gave a date. Start there. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.